Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come into God's presence. Relaxing, taking a couple deep breaths, coming into a place of peace, of surrender, of focus, to whatever routines help you to kind of attain that physical peace and openness to then turn inward and talk with the Lord. Pause if needed to get to that place of peace. And then we bring our hearts before the Lord by making our acts of faith, hope, and love, that core of our spiritual life, sanctifying grace, those gifts, faith, hope, and love. So we believe that beautiful word of the entrance antiphon of Mass, God so loved the world, right? This is scripture of John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten Son so that all that who believe in him may not perish but have eternal life. Wow, that encapsulates everything, right? We love and believe this truth that God loved the world and gave his Son. That's what we celebrate at Christmas, that gift of God who didn't want to be separated from his children. And even if his children rejected him, he found a way. I'm going to become one of them. I will come alongside them. God sent his Son into the world. Why? And that's where we make our act of faith, so that all who believe, we want to be amongst those who believe. And we do believe, Lord. And that's why we affirm our faith in this time of prayer. I believe in you. Believe in the gift of your Son. I believe in the salvation you've given me. I believe that you love me and that you've forgiven me and that I belong to you, that I've been called and sent by you. And I hope in you. I hope in what we can accomplish together for your kingdom. I hope that I can be your instrument to bring other souls to you. I hope in the promise of your love and grace that will back up my stepping out in faith and speaking of you to others. I hope in that all who believe won't perish, but they're going to have eternal life. I hope in that. I'm confident in that. I act as if that's true already. I claim it. Eternal life for all those who believe. And I love you for that generosity. Love you that you've come down. I love you that you're in my heart, present here. I love that you're in the tabernacles of the world. I love that you're in the institutional church through the grace of the sacraments. Love that you're present to us through the priesthood, through the hierarchy of the church, the bishops, priests, and those you've given authority to watch over, the Pope, the deposit of faith. I love you because you've given us all those gifts. Your word too, the word I'll meditate on today. Just all of that. Thank you. And I love you for that. Just continue in this same spirit to prepare your heart to enter into dialogue with the Lord. Continue on. If you want, pause here and continue the conversation with the Lord. And we'll now continue by meditating on the Word of God, reading it, and letting it speak to us. Luke 2:22-35. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them. And he said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Let that word of God soak in. Beautiful passage from the Gospel of Luke. Read it a few times or re-listen to it if you need to, and see what speaks to you, what jumps out to you. And go in your own dialogue with the Lord. Pause and just have your own conversation with him and listen to my own reflection in as much as it helps you. I love that this whole passage is in within the context of Mary and Joseph obeying the law, just doing what God had revealed to them, even though there's a novelty happening in their family life, that Jesus, the Son of God, has been born. Their attitude is, well, what is this going to mean for us? What does this mean? They don't know. So in that unknowing, what do? What they do know. Follow the law. Do what God's ordained. I think there's a beautiful truth there that so many times when we're not sure what God wants, how his will be revealed, just hold on to what you do know. Just do what God has already revealed. Obey the church. Obey scripture. Obey the Ten Commandments. Follow the law of the Lord, the precepts of the church. There's always grace in obedience to God. And little by little, he'll reveal his plan, what isn't clear yet. Obedience to what we do know is the best way to reveal what is yet known, what's unknown, what's yet to be known. If that sheds light and you want to dialogue with the Lord, continue there. Just pause and have your own conversation with the Lord around that point or what that spawns, inspires in you to speak to the Lord about. A second point that inspires me, that speaks to me, is this Simeon. A beautiful soul, faithful soul, wise soul, priestly soul that goes into the temple day in and day out, worships, obeys, sacrifices, just does what God has told him to do and waits. Must have had a beautiful relationship with the Lord, and so much so that God reveals to him through the Holy Spirit that he loved him so much that I'm not going to let you die until I reveal what you long to see, till I show you the Christ of the Lord, the anointed one, the Son of God, the Messiah. You're going to see it. And one good day, he does see it. He's surprised by the Lord, surprised by God, who's faithful to his promise to Simeon. And he has that expectant heart that he catches it. He doesn't miss it. So many Bible passages we've been reading in preparation for an Advent and other times to keep our lamps lit, right? To be on watch, to not fall asleep, to not let the thief come in the night, or the master that returns to find the servant doing what he shouldn't, not to be caught off guard. Well, Simeon wasn't caught off guard. He was vigilant, attentive, and when the master returned, when the bridegroom returned with the bride, he was with the lamp lit, and he sees it. Wow. And he reckons, oh Lord, now you can let me go in peace. You've fulfilled your promise. I've seen it with my own eyes, your salvation. You've been preparing this forever, and you've prepared it. Everybody could see it. It's here plain to see, but you've let me to see. You've given me eyes to see and ears to hear. This light that's revealing you to the nations, to everyone, your glory, to your whole people of Israel, you've given me eyes to see it. And I praise you for it. and I'm ready to go. What a man of faith. So many didn't see it. Pharisees and others, peers of Simeon, blind, absorbed, attached, couldn't see it, but yet he does. And the child's father and mother, Mary and Joseph, are amazed. Amazed at what was said about him, about this child. Not because they didn't believe it, because, well, somebody else knows. Like, amazing. Simeon sees what we know, what the Holy Spirit revealed to Mary when he revealed to her she would be with child. And Joseph, when he feared to take her as his wife, and the Holy Spirit revealed to him, don't be afraid, for what Mary's conceived is of the Holy Spirit. And now Simeon knows the same thing. They're amazed. It's beautiful how God's revelation is starting to expand. First Mary, then Joseph, and now Simeon. Well, Elizabeth already, when she visited her and the child leapt in her womb, God's revelation is expanding. Lord, give us hearts to see your work. Give us eyes of faith to marvel and discover your action in the world. To see things that maybe others don't see. Maybe even others in the church, others of authority. But give us a heart that's attuned to the action of your Spirit. Make us prophets. Help us proclaim and point out your action. To see how your truth is revealed, and even if it's going to be contradicted, and even if it's going to be a source of sacrifice, of division, of pain, but still true nonetheless. Give us those hearts, Lord, to see your action, to recognize it and proclaim it. And now we take some time after meditating and reflecting as much as you have time for. Formulate that resolution, that action, that way that this word of God can influence your way of behaving and praying and acting today. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.